May 14, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Grow up, child. Opening prayer. King of Kings, please help me to see your loving provisions and submit to your rule in all that I do. Read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 3. Warning against falling away. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. Reflect. How well do you understand the levels of growth you need to achieve in your Christian journey? It may be a cozy feeling to become a Christian. Many of us have cherished moments of the born-again experience when we realized the saving power of Jesus Christ. On that occasion, we invited him into our lives as our Savior and Lord. Reflecting on this experience may help us persevere in our faith and life. Others of us will have experienced a growing awareness that we were choosing to follow Jesus. Let's evaluate our present walk in Christian faith on the basis of verse 11 in chapter 5. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. Are we Christians of stunted growth, with no capability to take in solid food? Do we still thrive on the basics alone? Today's passage evidently points to the need for growth. Speaking to the readers of the times, the writer says, "By this time you ought to be teachers." Thus, chapter 6 opens with this demand to move on toward maturity. It takes effort and perseverance. But let's share the confidence stated in chapter 6, verse 3. And God permitting, we will do so. Apply. God's desire for us is to grow up from the basics. Today, prayerfully decide on the areas you are going to invest in to contribute toward your spiritual maturity. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, continue to teach me. Help me to grow in grace and draw ever nearer to my Savior.